Yeah, this is wash your hands or not. And those days.
But she always wash her hands.
Yeah.
She didn't, you know, try to put the clean clothes.
You know who gave her instructions or suggestions?
For the first field nurse.
Oh, do you remember what years about the first field nurse? Would it be 1920?
Around in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
Do you remember her name?
Alma Carson.
Alma
Carson.
Oh.
It's the first field nurse. While she was field nurse at the hospital. Hopping down Smith Lake. And then,
Was this done just as a help to the village? There was no pay, no salary?
No salary, nothing. Unless the parents used to take the mother something,
There was no government money?
No.
Do you remember if there was any other big change that came about? What year is that? What if, say, the 1920s on into the 30s? Was it pretty much the same, or were there changes?
It's the same. Just the same.
Through the 30s?
30s.
How about the 40s?
It's 40s. It's still the same.
How about the 50s?
In 50s. They start bringing the family to hospital.
So that's the first big change.
But when they can't help it, they used to be the box.
Yeah, and then you know that.
Yeah.
No doubt, so much. They had to do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you think that most of the babies are quite few, or how many of them are born in Kosky? Quite a few of them?
Every day, I think.
Yeah.
I think now some different things. It's too
high,
but still, it's come down.
Yeah. Are there still babies born, say, even in Kosky in the home? Or are they all in the hospital now?
Hospital.
They're in the hospital.
In the hospital now.
When was the last year that you were asked as midwife?
Let's see. It was done 61.
61 to Kosky?
Yeah. And then I had my delivery.
Oh, you lost the
delivery? The baby on 1961.
61, huh?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have, even what the custody.
Mm-hmm. Can you guess, in those years when you're a midwife, how many babies a year on the average you'd be doing, or is that too hard to say? You say you haven't written down, unfortunately, you know, you haven't kept a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any idea, say, at NORTAC, how many babies that might be born?
Well,
some guess, or?
Well, just in from October to May, May, June. All the day in the village at NORTAC.
During the school year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Charleston.
Oh, I see that, That's right. So it would only be that for that part of the year that there would be babies born.
Eight to ten.
Then there's got some more that be born away from town, away from the village.
Because one time I remember one lady called me to help, and I go down there and help her. While I was working on this, before I delivered the baby, someone come after me. So I didn't go. I had to stay there.
Yeah.
But I told them how to do it.
Mm.
And they, you know, when they can't do nothing, when they don't know what to do, I would come in for them. So it was what, not a ticket. And see how it goes.
Yeah. Do you remember what year in the 50s that they started taking them in, or is that too hard to remember? Was it early 50s or late to them, you know?
Late
50s?
Late 50s.
So it's really quite recent,
yeah.
Yeah,
1959.
Oh. Bella, you were discussing with me about on the cook or a woman salmon who was asked to help a woman, and the background was that this woman had one child, and the fools of it got rid of it when she was young, and later on she wanted children, changed her mind. Could you tell me what happened when they saw this woman and asked her?
Well, she wanted to have a baby. Wanted to have it, because she never had a baby for a long, long time. After she threw that baby away, and they met her, this legacy woman from the Costa View. This was from Cobo, from San Luis, from the place.
Yeah.
When they met her, they told her, ask her if they want to have a baby. And she said they would give her one whole wolverine and two tall skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other cook, this woman said, yes. And tell him that they will have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other year they have a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
From that on they have a children. And then that was my uncle's wife.
Oh.
I mean my mother's uncle's
wife. Your mother's uncle's wife.
Yeah.
Was this so long ago, or is anybody knowing what years this happened? Or?
Not very long, but maybe before my brother was born, maybe around
the lady.
Custer, first child used to play with.
Oh, with Gordon.
Not very.
Yeah.
Not very.
Not far apart.
Yeah.
Must be in the 1890s then, somewhere around there.
Yeah, 1890s.
Maybe late 1890s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around middle or late.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in the case where she asked the woman for help, the woman didn't touch her, just told her that she was in
it. Just told her. And then
she
never did, never said, told her. Thank you.